Good morning, everybody. Welcome back to the Mighty 690 KGGF. Kyle High in studio with you. And now we have a few folks in from the Coffeyville Chamber of Commerce. We have Sam Kudrick and Casey Hoggett. Ladies, good morning. How are you doing?
Good morning. We're doing great today.
Well, obviously, Candy is not in today, but you guys are in. So lots of things going on around Coffeyville. So would love to hear about all the things going on.
Yeah. So our CNN meeting this morning was at Simply Southern Boutique. We got started there. And first, we announced Casey Hoggett, who is our new admin at the chamber. So Lakeisha Johnson had her last day last Friday. So she's moving on to bigger and better things, unfortunately for us, but good for her. So Casey will be our new admin in the office. So she's going to take on more of the roles than she's already doing. So she kind of does all of our communications and graphics, and now she'll take on all the rest of the stuff. So yay for us and for Casey. So we're excited. So she'll be, if you guys call up and say, and someone says, "Oh, it's Casey," you'll know that's our new admin.
So there we go. So welcome.
So Simply Southern was our host, like I said. So they went first and kind of told us everything going on in their business. They are located across the street from Sonic on 11th Street. So you guys can find them in that location. They do women's clothing. They do have a small section of kids' clothing as well. But they also do mending and alterations. So they have a specialist that works in there Monday through Friday from 7:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. Or they can do a special appointment if those times don't work for you. A lady named Linda Morgan, who does all the laundry. So they have a laundry service where you can have it washed, folded, ready to pick up. And they do all that in-house there. So you can call for pricing on that. As well as they are a drop-off location for dry cleaning. So if you're in the area and you need some dry cleaning done, you can drop it off there, pick it back up right here in town. And the phone number to reach them for that is 252-5646 if you have any questions on those things. They also offer boot, shoe, purse, pretty much anything leather repair. So there's a gentleman in Dewey, Oklahoma they work with called Wise Boot and Shoe Repair. And they take those down on Friday. It usually takes about a couple weeks, and then you can pick it back up in the store here in Coffeyville. So they do offer that, as well as they print their own shirts. So you can have pretty much any design done with them, and they can kind of help you out with that. They are getting they're getting back into their T-shirt Tuesday. So you can get a T-shirt they have in the store, certain ones, for $15, which is a great deal. They also do a T-shirt of the month. So what they do there is you can buy for $25, you buy a T-shirt, and then $15 of that go to, they donate back to a charity here in Coffeyville. So January, they raised $300 that they're actually going to present to Meals on Wheels.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So they're picking different, you know, local places they can donate and kind of help that as well. So the shirt this month for February, it's a heart, and I can't remember what it says. Love, but it was really cute, but it's kind of for obviously Valentine's Day too. And any of the proceeds they make off that, the $15 off each shirt, they're going to give to the Midwest Pregnancy Center. So pretty awesome. They also have a special going on right now. If you spend $75, you get a free T-shirt that says "Can't be trusted at Simply Southern." So it's kind of cute. She had a, if you go onto our Facebook, you can watch the live video of all this information as well and see some of those shirts. She mentioned they also do bulk orders and special pricing on large orders. So there's been some organizations and some businesses that have ordered shirts through her. I know like South Coffeyville School, they just did a huge order for their school and things like that. So reach out, find out pricing. She can get you, you know, pricing on that and some deals if you order bulk pricing. The last thing she mentioned was she does, they always have a 50% off rack going on. So go shop some great deals. And the kids' clothing is 30% off at the moment as well. So their hours are 7:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Monday and Wednesday. And then on Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, they're open from 7:30 a.m. to 7 p.m. And then Saturday from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. So, and I do know that she's always very, very active on her Facebook page. So if you guys jump on their Facebook page, She's really quick to answer questions about any products or anything you guys might want to see in the store that she doesn't have. She's good about trying to get things as well. So,
awesome. Awesome. Yeah. So it sounded like it was a good day over there today for the CNN. So it sounded very exciting this morning.
So that was our host, and then we opened it up to our members to kind of say what they had going on. So first with that, we had Dylan Oder with Community State Bank. He mentioned they are having their Relay for Life bake sale at the bank to raise money for their relay team. So that'll be going on tomorrow and Friday. So stop in, buy some goodies, and support that. We had Lisa Brookover, who is with Theta Theta Sorority here in Coffeyville. And their group is working on the fountain area up at Big Hill. So it's kind of by the Air Museum. There used to be a fountain there. I mean, the fountain is there, but it doesn't work today at the moment. But they are working to repair and get that area kind of up and going. So they got a flagpole put up there, and they're going to work with American Legion, who's furnishing a flag. And next Monday, the 17th, for President's Day, they're going to raise that flag up at the fountain. So that's pretty cool. And she did a save the date. We'll get more information next week. But on March 7th, they're going to do a biscuits and gravy breakfast, which will be the morning of the Farm and Home Show. So you can grab breakfast, go to the Farm and Home Show. And they're going to use those funds for a community project. So more details on where that will be and everything will come probably next week. Next, we have Leanne Stein with the library. And she was talking about they have some STEM classes things going on February 18th at 4 p.m. for children and adults. So different programs if you want to get into some, you know, science type stuff. She suggested this for you. Also on February 21st at 6 p.m., they're going to have a grown-up game night. So if you're 18 and up, 6 p.m., come in after hours and play some different board games, video games, any of that. So.
I'm excited for that. I was going to try to go to the last one, but I had my kids that weekend, but... I am definitely going to get to this one.
Yeah, she said it was a really great turnout. People were really excited about it. So
yeah, she said if it was pretty good turnout that they would schedule at least once a month. So apparently it was a pretty good turnout from what I understand. So,
I'm
excited for that.
Yeah, so again, that's February 21st, 6 p.m. Just put that on your calendar. Next, we had Chuck McFate with First Presbyterian Church, and he gave a shout out to Simply Southern being open even during the bad weather. So last week when we had some bad weather, they were still open. He was pleasantly surprised to see them open. There's a lot of places were closed. He also mentioned that the First Presbyterian Church is having their Be Our Guest soup lunch today from noon to 1. Their last one will be on February 26th. So again, those are each Wednesday. Good homemade soup and treats, different things. He also mentioned that they do their thrift shop Thursday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. So check that out for some great deals as well. Next, we had Jeannie Haynes from Natural Food Center. And on their indulgent side, if you haven't tried, she does gourmet chocolates. So she's doing some dark chocolate dipped strawberries for Valentine's Day. Now, these you do have to order, so she'll take orders until tomorrow, the 13th at 5 p.m. is the deadline. So if you want to get the strawberries, you gotta call in. But she is doing also some fruit-flavored heart, you know, candies, chocolate hearts, cinnamon hearts, sea salt, caramel-dipped Oreos, and those will all kind of be cash-and-carry type things that she'll have in the store. So if you're looking for a delicious, homemade, local sweet treat to give to someone for Valentine's Day, stop in the Natural Food Center. Yeah.
So, sounds delicious.
She had CNN a few weeks, a couple months ago, and she had some of her chocolates.
I've had some of them, and it's just like, so good.
Yeah. Such good quality, and it's local, so it's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's the best part is it's local.
So stop in and stock up. So next, we had Jody Hamby with the Community Service Volunteers from the Salvation Army. And she just wanted to give us save the date for their salad luncheon, which will be on April 14th from 11 to 1 at the First Baptist Church. And tickets will be going on sale soon. Next, we had Joe Brooks with the Salvation Army. And he was mentioning he had received a really great letter from the Kansas and Western Division, which is their main office is Kansas City, and they cover our area, congratulating him on being our Citizen of the Year. So he was just... thankful and blessed for that, and really great guy. He was talking about they helped more than 1,000 people in Montgomery County this Christmas, and holiday season. And there was $22,865 given for bell ringing, some donations, and counter kettles. So
wow,
crazy. And they have a little bit more still kind of trickling in. So about $23,000. That's crazy.
Wow, that is amazing.
Just our area.
Yeah,
so.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Next, we had Alicia Melton with the, she wears a few hats, but her first one was the Boys and Girls Club. She is in charge of the teen site. They are going through the annual selection of their Youth of the Year. They do have four candidates that are competing for this. So it's a scholarship program that they can win through Boys and Girls Club. And the winner of the person will go to state and compete against other people. And what they compete on is their grades, the essay, they give a speech, future goals, and then community involvement. So there's multiple levels of state and then region and then national level that they can win, which are awesome. If you're interested in hearing some of those speeches of those kids, they're going to have a luncheon at Lanning's next Thursday, the 20th. And that'll be $9.50 a plate. So if you want to come have lunch, you can come do that and come celebrate with the kids and listen to their speeches. So next we had, with Alicia, she also mentioned the Lego robotics. That's third through fifth grade. And Denise York is actually teaching that class. So they've been doing that and pretty exciting for them. Her other hat was Life Point Church. That is at 6th and Cedar. They have their service Sunday at 10:30 a.m. But they also have an outreach, which is called Touch of Life. And they're approaching their first year anniversary. So what they do is they provide clothing, anything that people might need. So this Saturday from 2 to 4 p.m. at 502 Walnut, which is the Boys and Girls Club in the gym, you can attend that event. And then the last thing she mentioned was they're having a youth fundraiser at Pizza Hut. So on February 25th, if you eat pizza, just simply put your receipt in the bucket and you can help. They'll give donations back to that organization. So next we had Griff Walker with Boys and Girls Club, and he just wanted to give just tell everyone happy Valentine's Day to his staff and his wife. Also a shout out to his wife Chris Walker, who is starting her new job at USD 445. So congrats to her.
Awesome.
Yeah. Next we had Amy Dollar here with the radio, and she was mentioning the Farm and Home shows coming up. There are a few vendor spots left, but you gotta get in there quick because they're dwindling down, kind of getting things squared away for the show. That show will be on March 6th and 7th at Nellis Hall at the college. Great day, great way to get in front of a lot of people. So if you're interested.
I will obviously be there.
Yeah.
In fact, the whole station will be there. Like, so we'll have remotes out there and be able to meet everybody. So we're excited about that. Most definitely.
So, but that wraps it up for us. Next week, CNN is going to be hosted at the Dalton Defender and Coffeyville History Museum.
Nice.
So if you haven't been in the museum and you're a chamber member looking to get some word out there, come join us and see what CNN is all about.
And also, they're in the new museum. So if you haven't seen it yet, it's the newer, bigger museum. So, and I know they're really excited about getting into the bigger location.
It's a great location. They've done a really good job. So come join us. And if you guys have any questions about anything you heard today, you can give us a call at the chamber, 620-251-2550.
All right. Well, Sam, thank you very much for coming in today, talking about all the great things happening in Coffeyville and also all the events coming up. We appreciate you coming in today.
Thanks for having us.
All right. We're going to go ahead and take a break. When we come back, we'll restart Open Line. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF.